This is Friday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Bacon-Martin, back in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio after a week away. Welcome back.
Thank you, Kyle. It's nice to be home, and it's beautiful here. It was beautiful in St. Petersburg, but it's beautiful here.
And again, you were in Florida because?
The feature sections of the morning news pre-marriage to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette won one of 15 top spots in the American Association of Sunday and Features Editors competition. We were in the same categories with people like the New York Times, the Washington Post. Very cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about what's happening around the area.
Well, first we're going to have a little English lesson.
Okay.
Festival. Noun. A day or period of celebration from the medieval Latin festivalis. Or in Northwest Arkansas, any weekend in the fall.
October equals festival.
October festival. This weekend is no exception, and we've got everything from arts and crafts to music to beer to Halloween.
You've just covered four of my favorite subjects, I think.
Well, the first is the Yonder Mountain String Band's Harvest Music Festival.
Going on right now.
At this very moment, with headliners Leftover Salmon, Yonder Mountain String Band, of course, Keller Williams and the Keels, and Mountain Sprout, a great story Kevin Kinder wrote about this band, because they wanted to be invited to this festival 3 or 4 years ago. And they couldn't get an invitation. So they went out and set up in front of a friend's RV and played. And now they're one of the main stage acts.
That is a great story.
That's in the What's Up section today, of course. The festival continues from noon today through O-Dark 30 Sunday morning.
And there's a tent where you can see that in the morning they're showing old-time cartoons. And at like 1 in the morning they're showing kind of crazy movies.
And Mountain Sprout shuts it down. I think their last set is 1:30 Sunday morning. So tickets are $99 for a two-day pass today and tomorrow, $69 for a Saturday-only pass. You can get them at the festival grounds or at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. Saturday is also the Dixon Street Oktoberfest.
Yes, it is.
Which is kind of fun. They're making a family festival, even though Oktoberfest is generally about beer. It works out. Starts out at 11 o'clock with Shaky Bugs.
Mm-hmm.
How can you go wrong with that? At 1 o'clock, there's a Stein hoisting competition. Like standing with your arms straight out.
Yeah,
I'm showing
yeah.
you this, guys, even though you can't see it. Standing with your arms straight out holding beer stein. There's a broad eating contest at 3. Mm-hmm. A barrel racing event at 4. Music by Tiffany Christopher, Big Bad Gina, Saren Hughes, Durham. And a brewing contest. Hmm. All of this Saturday in the parking lot across from the Walton Art Center. And you can find out more at Dixon Oktoberfest. That would be with a K.
Yes.
.com. There's a home tour in Jasper. So that's a house festival.
Sure.
5 homes starting at noon. And you can begin at the Arkansas House in Jasper and get your tickets. And it benefits the Newton County Single Parent Scholarship Fund.
And if you live in Northwest Arkansas or in the Fort Smith area, the drive alone to Jasper on a pretty day.
And that's all free.
Yeah.
And it's $10 for the home tour. This is, of course, Fall Crafts Fair weekend.
Oh, yes.
Love me some Fall Crafts Fairs. Through Saturday in Bella Vista at 1991 Forest Hills Boulevard. Through Saturday at the Jones Center in Springdale, the Holiday Inn and Northwest Arkansas Convention Center in Springdale, Embassy Suites and the John Q. Hammond Center in Rogers. Through Sunday at War Eagle Mills Farm, War Eagle Mill, the Sharp Show at War Eagle, Frisco Station Mall in Rogers, the Clarion Hotel in Bentonville, and Spanker Creek Farm in Bentonville. If that all went by too fast for you, get today's What's Up. It's the center spread.
Right.
Got everything you need to know. And then there's Halloween.
Just around the corner.
Well, as I recall, didn't it used to be on October 31st?
I thought it still was.
Well, no, because now it's the whole month of October. Festival,
okay.
October.
Right.
And here's some things already going on. The Old Spanish Treasure Cave up by Gravette always opens as a haunted cave.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts at 7 o'clock today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And again, the next 2 weekends.
That's 7 p.m.
Yes.
They don't haunt at 7 a.m.
One hopes not.
Yeah, that would be frightening in
and
of itself.
One hopes not. 787-6508, Nightmare's Haunted House at the Cozy Heat Building in Bentonville.
Mm-hmm.
It is open from 7 to 11 on Fridays and Saturdays through October. You can look at hauntednightmare.homestead.com.
Okay.
Fast Lanes, in Lowell is a haunted house every Friday and Saturday in October. Mm-hmm. And you can find out more at 659-0999. For the second consecutive year, the Eureka Springs Historical Museum is hosting Voices from Eureka's Silent City. Tours depart every 20 minutes, beginning at 5:30 today and Saturday, and again October 29th and 30th. And shuttle service is available at the Eastgate Shopping Center.
And you meet some of Eureka's more colorful past characters.
And there are some colorful ones. Tickets are $10 for adults. There's the Murder and Mayhem Trolley Tour in Fort Smith.
Yes. Again, very colorful individuals in Fort Smith history.
The way they put it was visits many of the seedier elements of Fort Smith's past.
I love it.
Tours depart at 7 and 8 Thursday, 7, 8, and 9 Fridays and Saturdays through Halloween. You can find out more at 783-7841. And a ghost walk titled Grieving Widows and Denizens. It is coordinated by the Peel Compton Foundation in Bentonville. A trio of widows in black will lead guests on tours of the Bentonville Cemetery at 6 o'clock on Tuesday and Thursday, October 26th and October 28th.
Absolutely.
Tickets are $25, 254-3870. And there's more in this week's What's Up and everything you ever wanted to know next week in What's Up. And because we want to scare you more later,
yes,
I want to issue a personal invitation to something on Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Kyle's involved in this. Abby Burnett's involved in this. The Ozarks Paranormal Investigators are involved in this. How could it not be fun? It's a ghost story afternoon from 2 to 4 at the Shiloh Museum, where we'd like for you to come and tell us your ghost stories. We're not looking for fictional Ozark tales, but for your personal,
sure,
your personal experiences with the other side. And besides, Abby's bringing cookies.
There you go.
So come and join us from 2 to 4 at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale. And now we're not done yet because we've got to do the Twitter version of everything else.
Here we go.
Curious George on tour. 7 today, 11 and 3 tomorrow, 2 Sunday at the Fort Smith Convention Center.
Is he bringing the man in the yellow hat?
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Yes, the man in the yellow hat is with him. Tickets are $15 to $20 at Ticketmaster. Seascape with Sharks and Dancer. This is the first production of a new theater company in Fayetteville, Step One Theater.
Oh, yes.
It's UA graduates Will Grayson and Gabe Templin, and they want to do important theater in unusual places and give the money to charity. Mm-hmm. Hard to argue with. The first production starts at 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night at Be Unlimited, an old warehouse space at 612 West Center Street in Fayetteville. And the proceeds from the $10 tickets go to Seven Hills Homeless Center.
That's just fantastic idea.
Fun Bags is tomorrow night.
Improv group.
At York Ballroom in Fayetteville. $5. Cash bar. Giggle, Giggle, Quack, a production by the Dallas Children's Theater, 2 o'clock Sunday at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets are $9 to $17. The Arkansas Philharmonic opens its season Sunday.
Yes.
Russian Masters with violinist Alexander Markov under the baton of Stephen Bias.
What time is that?
3 o'clock at the Air and Art Center in Bentonville. And tickets are $5 to $18. The U.S. Marine Band plays Tuesday at 7:30 at the Alma Performing Arts Center. It's free, but tickets are required. So find out more at 632-2129. And gospel legend Ivan Parker performs at 7:30 Thursday at the Alma Performing Arts Center. Tickets start at $20. Okay, we're done with all the things that'll fit here. Check out What's Up at nwaonline.com/whatsup. And we now have a new fan page on Facebook. You can search for What's Up.
And like it.
And get daily updates. And you better like it or it doesn't work.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.